This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You are invited. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you features there free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
Let's go to you and your thoughts, and then I know, Michelle, you want to talk about the freedom of travel thing. I do as well. I think it's a really important issue. In fact, I think Dakota may actually have that on his mind as well. Dakota in North Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Yes.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, look, I'm all over what Michelle's talking about. I've studied the subject for quite a number of years, and I exercised my right to travel freely for 7 years, and I've been in a lot of states, and my vehicle wasn't registered. Never has been registered, and I've done that for 7 years. No driver's license. And when it comes to her boat, now I'm from North Carolina.
Well,
hold on.
Before you go on, I'd like to hear a little more about your story, if you don't
mind. Absolutely.
You did it for 7 years, but
right. You
stopped?
Well, I had a heart attack 3 years ago, and it kind of messed up my vision when they did quadruple bypass surgery.
Oof, boy.
So I haven't driven for 3 years.
I see. Okay, so it wasn't like you went out and got a driver's license.
It was a health problem that
stopped you. So over the 7 years...
My pickup truck is still not registered.
It's incredible. And I love stories like this from people that have, you know, they've done this. They're not just speculating. They're not just talking about ideas. They've actually enacted this. So
right. 7 years
you drove without any sort of car registration or license?
Or insurance.
And how many times in the 7 years were you pulled over?
Once.
No kidding.
Right.
How many times, how much did you drive per week?
I couldn't tell you on a weekly basis, but I can tell you this. My wife and I traveled what was called a rendezvous circuit, and we went from Wisconsin to southern Florida.
It's about 1,500 miles, isn't it?
A little more than that. We were 60 miles from Miami, and when you talk about, well, it might be around that. But in the winter, we'd leave Indiana and come down through North Carolina and go to Florida and drive all around. And about 1st of March, we went back to Indiana, and then we went to shows in Illinois, Ohio.
Technical
West
question,
Virginia.
As you're doing all of this, what is on the back of your vehicle or your car or truck or whatever it is you were driving? What were you driving, by the way, truck?
A pickup truck.
So Yeah. Did you have a license plate on the back at all? Did you have a custom plate? Did you have
I had a custom plate.
So how did you get the custom plate? You went through like an online vendor, or was this before there were such things?
Somebody connected up with in the freedom movement made these plates, and I bought two of them, and I put one on my truck, one on my trailer.
Like? What did the custom plates look like? What do they say on them?
It says United States of America, Constitution 1787. It gives the UCC 1-201, which doesn't really mean much of anything. Then
right. It
said AD 1787.
Yeah, I've looked in the whole UCC thing. It's kind of interesting, but you're right. It doesn't mean anything because they do whatever it is they want to do. But it's interesting that you were only pulled over once in all that period of time. How did that go for you?
It was dismissed.
Really?
Now, I've noticed some people that do this kind of activism, they'll often try to basically obscure the license plate that they have.
Oh, no, I didn't.
So was it, I mean, if it's on a trailer, if the trailer, like, you know, different states have different laws for the licensing of trailers, and that may confuse a police officer. I'm wondering how often was the bed of the truck, the rear end of the truck displayed for all to see?
In our long travels, not really all that much. Because I had a pickup truck camper on the pickup.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little difficult to see, but, you know, they bother you just as much for a trailer as they will for anything else.
Yeah, did you have one of your custom plates on the trailer as well?
Yes.
Got it. So that one was being displayed then to everybody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
there was
why
no mistaking it.
Why do you think, I can't imagine, Ian, you took out your private plate one time, and the first time you went out, you were clobbered with it.
No, that's not true. I went 30 miles before I got caught, and I was caught because I was actually...
I'm just saying, it happened. Story. It doesn't, you know, the story is the story. I mean, this guy drove for 7 years.
Because I drove for years. I've had the car registered for 1 year.
But you've got different plates, different states' plates on there.
I know, but even when I was in this state, I mean, out of the 11 years I've had my car, it was only registered for a year.
Understood.
And I've been pulled over 6 times, but the last one was the only one I've gone to court for. I kind of forgot about the court appearances in the other ones. So maybe there's a wanted poster for me in Alabama and California.
Hey, Dakota, what kind of tips would you give people that are interested in pursuing this? Because it sounds to me like you did it relatively alone. I mean, you didn't have a big group of people doing it together, right?
No, sir. I was all by myself, just me and my wife.
Wow. What would you recommend?
What's the trick?
Well, there is no trick, really. I mean,
thank you for saying that.
I guess a lot of it's luck of the draw. I was sitting at a stoplight in Indiana one day. I pulled up stoplight. A county sheriff pulled up behind me. It was a left turn, you know, 4-lane highway. I'm sitting there waiting for the light to turn. We were sitting there 3 minutes at least. There's no way he could miss that plate.
Sure, absolutely.
And light changed. I made my left-hand turn and went on about my business, and he went on about his.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, I'd like to get it to the point up here or anywhere, but ideally here in New Hampshire where we're gathering more activists together, and many of them are concerned with freedom to travel. I know I am, and you are, Michelle, as well, and some other activists. But to get it to the point where you have a certain type of license plate, like the Shire plate, and where if a cop sees the Shire plate, he knows not to mess with it because that person is going to not take a plea deal. They're going to go to trial. They're going to, you know, take it all the way to the very end. And then they're not going to pay the fine once all is said and done. They're going to cost the system as much money as possible to get it. So that's known amongst the bureaucrats to where it essentially becomes a pass. Having this plate on would actually give you more leeway.
Just as long as, though, we team up with those who are in the House of Representatives, et cetera, and aren't allowing, as well as the City Council, et cetera, and aren't who are not allowing taxes and revenues to be increased in order to make up for what we're costing the city and the state.
Are you joking? What?
No, I'm being serious.
We're going to team up with politicians who...
No.
Yeah, they're going to do something else no matter what you do. But it wasn't the taxes. It was the right.
Yeah.
It was simply... the right.
Well, you're still buying gasoline, so there's taxes.
You're also paying your property taxes, which pay for roads, too.
Now, my son did this within the last 3 years, mm-hmm. and up until, I don't know, maybe just a few months back, really, he was running this plate on his car, and he got pulled four times.
Three times in 3 years or 4 years?
Three times within a year and a half.
Oh, okay. What has happened to him? Have they confiscated his car? What's his status?
Oh, no, they never confiscated his car. He went to court, and the first time he went to court all by himself, just, you know, more or less pro se, when they called him up, he went up there and told them, I'm not operating my vehicle in commerce, and I own the vehicle. They come back and said, dismissed.
These are the claims that I would love to see verified. I would love to hear all your take of this.
He's got the dismissals, but of course they don't say why they were dismissed. Mm-hmm. They just say dismissed.
It's very interesting.
Third time, we got an attorney. Mm. And I went over with the attorney. The attorney we got has never disputed anything we've given. He went into court, and they dismissed it. Three times.
It's amazing. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Dakota. 800-259-9231. Up here thus far, the record hasn't been so good. I was found guilty of whatever charge it was, some sort of improper use of a tag or something like that. And then I think Rich Angel was found guilty as well. He's appealing.
Yep.
Thus far, those are the only two cases I know of. 800-259-9231. And Michelle, yours is in progress right now. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers. Question. Can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, so enjoy those on us. We've also got the archive, so if you have missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the site, the last week's worth there at the top. Click into the archive section to go back to late 2006, all free for you, freetalklive.com.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com and download the free tools they have there for you. They have a free legal flow chart. They have a free a legal dictionary, a free weekly tips and tactics newsletter. There's free videos to watch. Then you can buy the course, jurisdictionary.com. Remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out. Let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about the freedom to travel, your ability as an ostensibly free human being, at least that's what we would like to be, to go from one point to another. Michelle, you were recently pulled over for not having a registered vehicle. And what about a license? Do you have a license as well, a government license?
Yeah, I do have a driver's license.
Okay.
And, some of those things, you know, my big thing is property rights. And so that manifests itself in, you know, vehicle registration as well as, like, income tax and property gains, as well as parent / family rights. And, you know, so there are some things that I would say compromise on simply mm-hmm. because I'm a single mom and
can't find everything.
Yeah, I can't find everything. And also having, you know, being able to be my kid's mom is more important to me than
sure.
fighting about some things.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. You know, you've got to pick your battles, so to speak, mm-hmm. and if that's the one you want to make a stand on, that makes sense. It's similar to me when I had the private plate on the back of my car. I also had a government driver's license. I don't have the New Hampshire driver's license because I don't want to consent to their rules or consent to their system.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out when you consent to a governmental licensing scheme, then they come after you for more stuff because mm-hmm. then you have, I mean, obviously it's not real consent because you've been coerced. I mean, at least I wouldn't do it, you know, voluntarily. I'm doing it because I'm being threatened by them. But in this case, if you don't have their license, then they can't enforce a lot of their statutes on you.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if your car's not registered in New Hampshire, then they can't enforce their inspection statute
Correct.
On you. And they don't have the jurisdiction to enforce. So, for instance, if there's an inspection in the state in which it is registered, but you're driving in New Hampshire, they can't see that old inspection sticker if it's an old one and say, well, you're going to ticket you for that because it's not their state.
Mm-hmm.
It's not their jurisdiction. They can't do that.
And it's so silly that these inspections, I mean, Florida did away with inspections in the 70s, and it's not like you've got broken down cars lying on the side of the road or anything
yeah.
like that. There's really no point in it.
It's money.
It's a racket for the
auto industry.
Yeah, absolutely, for the mechanics.
I understand people not getting on board with not registering their vehicles if they only have one. I have three besides the boat.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the truck, the car, the motorcycle. And so there are a lot of vehicles to go through, and I have, you know, some savings put aside to, you know, bail my vehicles out, so to speak.
That's a good idea.
And, yeah, and, you know, what's really – well, so let me finish this point. That so at that point – that all my vehicles are gone, I'm quite an equestrian. I'm going to ride a horse. In fact, I actually asked Ian, I think he thought I was kidding, if I could keep a horse at his property because I couldn't take one horse from where I live to here. I would have to change horses on the way. I have no problem doing that. People survive for thousands of years without cars. I can do that too. And I'm willing to go there because I'm, you know, a nut job, I guess. But in any case, what I don't understand is people not maybe signing a petition or, you know, getting behind in terms of moral support. Not everyone can afford to go to jail. Not everyone can afford to lose their vehicle.
Right,
not everyone...
but somebody can come and pick you up when
Absolutely.
You're on the side of the road after some cop
right.
has decided to kidnap your or, you know, take your vehicles out from underneath you, which
right.
is what I got a call when
yep.
you had the boat cop come and stop you, and then they took both your boat and your truck.
Yes, because there were two more police officers there to greet me at the
right.
dock. Wasn't
and
that nice of them?
You pointed out that they were friendly. Like two of the cops were friendly. One of them was bad cop.
Yeah.
But they could be worse up here. Like, when I got this car mm-hmm. that I have now, it's this old junker from, you know, the mid-1990s. Actually, it's got 300,000 miles and still running, so, you know, kudos to Toyota. But it's not in the best shape, shall we say, overall. It's probably not worth very much money. That's the reason I got that car, was because I was going to do freedom to travel, and I expected
right.
that at some point they were going to take my car from me, and I was like, ah, screw it, you can have it. Because it wouldn't have been worth that much money spent spending to try to bail out of an impound yard. But the time that I have been pulled over for something like this, the one time where they got me for this, they took my car back to my house. They were willing to tow the car back to my house. They towed your car and your boat back to your house.
Only because I had cash to pay for it. And
is that right?
Yes, and that's a point to be made, is that the vehicle registration laws penalize both those who don't have a lot of money as well
four
as those
people.
That do. So if I have four vehicles, but I'm only driving one at a time on the road, why do I have to? What then? Possibly a more equitable thing is if I got one vehicle registration card and I could transfer it from vehicle to vehicle, the one I'm driving on the road
sure
at the time.
Which sure costs a lot less, if
right?
you did that. But it's all about money for the government.
Exactly.
It's not about safety. And I've actually had them admit that to me on the phone because I call these government bureaucrats when
it's not much about safety. I guess. The idea that the only thing they can really claim is if, you know, there's some kind of hit and run situation.
I have a unique identifying number on the back of my car.
That's the only thing
nonsense.
That one can claim is what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's about obedience and it's about money. And something that can change this, I think for good, is to bring people together who feel like this is an important issue. Now, Mark, the one point that we haven't really touched on yet is your thought that this is not a good issue. You think this is like one of the third rail issues.
I think it confuses people greatly. I think that it, people are like, what? Registered car?
Every single person I've spoken to, from the bank to the post office to the gas station to on the street to the beach, whatever, are completely on board. No one said, huh?
Give me an example of what you're talking about. Like, what specifically would they say to you?
Well, you know me and my mouth. I'm like, hey,
You have a very forceful personality, and this is the point that I'm doing. It's forceful.
She's friendly.
It's
gregarious.
It's powerful, and the people don't want to disagree with her. They know that,
coerce them with my charm and smile.
Coercion is not the right term. But I'm seriously not. I'm not. Look, you want scientific polling, let's do scientific polling. I'm sorry.
Are you going to start slamming the chair again?
No, I'm not slamming any chairs.
Save your money, Mark.
What?
You're going to hire a pollster?
Do a man on the street with cameras.
Yes, I have.
Not her, because she will form the question in the
That's what it's all about.
Ask people, do you think it's just that everybody has a driver's license?
No, what I say
That's forming the question.
What I say is, would you like to not pay to register your vehicle and not have to incur that expense?
Absolutely, everybody would want that. Everybody wants something for free, no doubt.
That's not for free. Getting to drive your own property?
You still need some kind of identifying number on
the back
of the car.
There's more coming up here. Go get one. Licenseplates.tv. That's
where
I got
free?
Mine.
Is that free?
No,
many people have to pay money for that. My God, they should be able to do that for free.
Well, no, things cost money. More coming up
here.
You can take control. This is Free Talk Live, but at least you're not paying a gang.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in the liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got, gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will get you there. If you're a lady listener, you can get details there on how to become part of the Shrine. Once again, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. Now, you know that crap's going to kill you, but there's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month on average. And it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell, no secondhand smoke, no smoke at all. You can use it just about anywhere. There's free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers. Since 40 cartomizers is $69, then you'll get free shipping also. All you have to do is use coupon code FTL. FTL is in Free Talk Live. And you can call them at 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Or go to Vaporsmiths.com and order 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com.
We are talking about the right to travel, but Mark, you were disagreeing during the break that that is a good term.
It's not. You don't have a right to travel. You have, you have a right to use your property. And if you wish to locomote on your property, you may.
Which we established that is, since I pay taxes, both property in my rent as well as the gas tax, that I am a shareholder in those roads.
I think you should be, and I think you can make a claim on that. But I don't believe you have a right to property, but you don't have a right to travel
on my property. I damn well do.
You do, but I don't. I think the right to travel
and
term.
I have the right to travel.
The right to travel suggests that you have the right to locomote on other people's property, and I don't think you do.
Yeah, but we've already established.
If I don't want you driving a car on my
property,
I see. But there's only so much you can explain in three words.
Yeah, I got you.
So
let me ask you this question, Ian. What if somebody's a really bad driver?
He just wants to be disagreeable tonight.
I'm not being disagreeable. I don't. I think this is a bad issue. I
yell
really
at me.
Do.
I'm up for it tonight.
I'm not yelling at you.
I see bad drivers all the time.
If somebody's a really bad driver, they exist to the point that they decide to take away their driver's license.
Who's they? Who's taking away their driver's license?
Cops.
Okay.
That who else takes away driver's licenses? They decide to take away someone's driver's license, their right to drive, whether they're 12 or whether they're 80.
In that
or
case,
whatever.
There's no right to drive. It would be a starts with a P. Help me out here.
A parental?
A privilege.
A privilege?
A privilege.
Who's a privilege?
Cops,
I understand.
Cops claim that there is no right to drive.
That's
it
what
is
they
a
claim.
Privilege.
That's what they claim.
Wait a minute. Are you asking me this question in the current political climate
whatever.
Or in a free market?
That's what I wondered
road.
To.
I don't
exactly.
know what you guys are proposing. That's the thing. That's
well,
a, this,
the proposal
this is such
right
a poorly articulated concept. This whole, let's drive around without license plates to the back of our cars. Answer my question. Answer my question.
Ask the government for
permission. What do I do about bad drivers?
Calm down.
What? You won't answer a question.
Wait.
That vein in your neck is popping out again.
That's because he's dodging.
I'll answer your question. You just made the claim, though, that...
Oh, my gosh. It's going pulse.
Let me ask you a question. Are you talking about, like, right now? Like,
yes.
If tomorrow,
if
registration...
You decide, okay,
right,
so everybody does what you do. And this is how morality works. It must be universal, correct?
Uh-huh.
Isn't that correct? That morality must be applied universal
absolutely.
In order to be moral.
Okay. Absolutely.
So if you take the license plate off your car and you cut your driver's license in half, then
wait,
the drunk
driver's
guy...
driver's license? We're talking two different things.
I have
things.
A driver's license.
Talking, okay. talking about both of these things.
No, we haven't.
If you have a right to travel, then you have a right to drive your own car without a driver's license or a piece of metal on the back. Is that not correct?
Oh.
I would say you're right, but we
okay,
were focusing
on this.
Okay, then let's go
there.
That
now, the drunk guy who regularly goes out and runs over people's property,
oh
kills children, and all this other stuff.
You are making these fallacious arguments
right now, Mark. Are you telling
right
me that drunk
Edge.
People don't drive cars?
What does that have to do with
they
the
I'm asking you
now.
About rights.
They
let
drive
me go
cars
further.
Now.
Indeed they do.
Okay,
and then people
so
take away their, the cops take away their driver's
and
licenses.
And they drive anyway.
And then they get thrown in jail. There's punishments for this. So tell
okay,
me,
Mark,
in this world of yours where people don't have driver's licenses or license plates, what does this guy that just, you know, thinks it's bumper cars out there,
so we're talking
how do we
about
deal
the
with
current
this fella?
World today where tomorrow registration
that's,
and licenses
this is
go
the world
away,
you
right?
propose to drive without a
no,
license,
no, I propose
license plate
a, no,
or
I propose a world where there's no government run roads and people have private roads and, you know, all that. But if you're talking about tomorrow that registrations are gone away with
I'm not saying they go away. I'm saying that everybody wants people just decide that this is a great issue.
So
I agree with you.
When you
decide.
Come to my house on Sunday, I'd like you to park at the end of the driveway.
What for?
Let me see if I've got this. I'm just trying to understand your question. So you're saying that tomorrow a bunch of people decide they're going to go ahead and tear up the registration. They're going to put a they're going to take a license plate off their car. They're going to cut up their yep. driver's license.
One
so
well,
if,
half of the
if
New
in
Hampshire's
the,
population decides to do that tomorrow.
Well, if that's the case, there's nothing the government can do about
indeed.
That. But if what you're saying is the question is what should they do, then okay, under the government paradigm, the government runs the roads. I'm answering under your government paradigm mm-hmm. here. The government runs the roads, and so therefore, if there's a dangerous driver, they have the right to remove that person from the roads. If that's how we're that's the system we're talking about.
But
that,
what if he gets back on the road?
He's doing that today, right? So they,
no, he's
they,
not.
Yes, people that are getting DUIs
people
and are
have
repeat,
multiple
repeat,
DUIs,
they
yeah,
throw
exactly.
them in jail,
and they get out and they go and they DUI again.
At
right?
least it's
so,
a deterrent.
I don't know if it's a deterrent,
oh,
considering people get multiple DUIs.
Look, I'm telling you, half the guys that I was in jail with are not there anymore. It must be some level of deterrent, right?
How are you making this leap from someone not having a registered vehicle to being a terrible driver?
The question is, if everybody didn't have if for something to be moral, it must be applied universally.
Yes,
so,
and I believe in property rights.
Indeed.
You own your property and therefore ought not to have to ask permission to use it, and you ought not to have to place a government piece of property on your vehicle in order to be able to use it.
I don't know how the marketplace would solve the problem of dangerous drivers. That would be interesting to see how that ended up playing out. But under your system, Mark, then those people would go to jail if they are violating, if they're a dangerous driver and it's known that they're a dangerous driver and they didn't just make a mistake once or something like that, if they're crazy and they're running into people playing bumper cars like you're talking about, then clearly...
How do you even identify them if they don't have driver's licenses?
My kids don't have driver's licenses.
They drive the same
and
car.
And they drive really well.
They keep on wrecking it. They get new cars.
Well, then you're not going to be able to identify them anyway, Mark. If
and
that's
cars. How foolish would they be to go out and waste their money if, after they've ruined one or two or three cars? Maybe they'll
right.
go get
see, Mark can only
lessons.
Go to the see Michelle. Mark can only go to the ludicrous extreme to even
it
come
is
close
the ludicrous
to making
extreme.
A point.
The reason
you're
they have
ludicrous
to
extreme. That's going to be your instead of Captain America. I'm going to call you
essentially,
ludicrous extreme.
He's proposing the crazed Bill Gates scenario again. I mean, this yeah. is really all he's got is the most absurdity of a possible situation where you've got some billionaire who just keeps buying cars so he can go run into people.
It's not like they don't have insurance,
in
my friend.
No, no, no. Okay, well, wait.
Your insurer is going
insurance?
To insure you if you're going around
yeah,
running into people on
it.
Purpose?
Do you have insurance?
What world do you live in?
Do you
what?
Have insurance, Mark?
Yes.
You do?
Of course I do. Oh. Why wouldn't I have insurance?
Because a lot of people say that since it's not the law to have insurance in New Hampshire for vehicles, then they don't.
But my goodness, I could get hit by somebody. My car could be damaged.
Exactly, and I have a heap of insurance as
I've
well.
I've got insurance as well. Let's go to talk to David listening in New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, David.
Hi. Hello. I was just going to say, you were just talking about insurance. And I never had insurance till I get stopped in Vermont driving with no insurance. And now okay. they force me to have insurance. But I was going to say something about licensing and registration and stickers. The only problem is for me, because I've done without some of those things and gone about, you drive around paranoid. It's really an uncomfortable life.
I'm not paranoid. I'm not
paranoid. Once you've dealt with them enough, then that goes away. And I think that paranoia is just the general paranoia that comes around the idea of having to interact with the police.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed the other day when I was in court that I had lost, and I was sitting in this courtroom for the first time. This is a new courtroom to me. I was a defendant for the first time in this courtroom, but I've defended myself in a few other cases in a different courtroom. And I had lost all sense of fear of being in that courtroom
good
environment.
For you.
It didn't mean I was particularly, you know, comfortable with their process and that I know the law or anything like that, but I wasn't intimidated.
You're not afraid
by
of them
anymore. Yeah, and it was nice to, you know, go up. I was talking to the man on the road the other day, and you can stick with us, David, if you've got more thoughts. But I was just having a nice eye-to-eye conversation with him. I wasn't looking down or looking away or anything like that. It's confidence is built over time. Free Talk Live.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers with electrifying news. And I mean that in the safest way possible. Farmers Insurance was ranked number one in the world for its corporate training. We're on fire, not literally. So sit down with a highly trained local Farmers agent and hang on, because there's a flood of insurance insight headed your way, which really is the only good kind of flood.
To find a highly skilled Farmers agent near you, visit farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-da, bum, 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 bum.
Based on Training Magazine's 2011 top 125 ranking. Coverage not available in all areas.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kid should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to restoreyourhealthnow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
The airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark. Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project. You want liberty in your lifetime? You gotta do something in order to achieve it. And let me tell you, when I was doing down in Florida, wasn't getting the job done because, well, freedom was dying there. And no matter how many people you seemed like I would reach out to and talk to about liberty, it seemed very difficult to make anything move forward as far as advancing the ideas of freedom in any tangible fashion. Well, here in New Hampshire, I moved here in 2006 with Mark. Michelle, you moved just over a year ago at this point. And we all moved as part of the Free State Project, the idea of moving liberty-oriented people together into the same place in order to get active in various different ways. We've already seen tangible changes with inside the system, I think the budget cut by 11 or 12%.
It's a big cut.
Was it for 2012, I think?
I believe it's that, next year's budget or whatever.
That's a pretty big deal. There are a lot of other examples of inside the system successes with people being elected to political office, which is something the Libertarian Party has only really dreamed of for the most part. I think there have been probably more elections in New Hampshire for liberty-oriented people, maybe running as Republicans or Democrats, but they've been elected, whereas the Libertarian Party is just still trying their darndest out there, and they're not getting anywhere. So you've got inside-the-system success, you've got outside-the-system success, you've got people that are doing media, you've got disobedience.
Agorism, restaurants that are coming up, food supplies, and exchanges of goods and services that are outside the system, black market, gray market, however you want to call it, but they're much more free market than anything anywhere else.
There's a lot happening, and there's more that's going to happen as more people come here and they bring their ideas that we've never heard of before into the mix, or they make a new idea possible that hasn't been possible before because we haven't had enough people that have been interested. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. If you love liberty and you understand what freedom means, it means your right to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else, and that you allow others to live their lives as they want as well. Go to freestateproject.org. You owe it to yourself to learn more about it. Abel is in New Hampshire. Abel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark. Abel? Abel going once?
Hey, I'm talking to you.
Hey, Abel, there you are. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, the volume changed drastically there.
You sound fine. Go right ahead.
Okay. Okay, I had to turn you up a little. Great. I don't know if you all have heard some news of what happened to me as I tried to travel through New York on my way back from Michigan. Actually, it was the Monday after Porkfest was over, and I ended up making a really stupid move and running out of diesel with my RV in the middle of a right in the middle of a toll booth.
Uh-oh.
And you know, and I actually had extra diesel. I dumped it in, and I did unfortunately have enough battery to pump the diesel from the fuel tank back to the engine.
So
and I was stuck there, and I, you know, I needed somebody to tow me out. The toll booth operator had called, you know, somebody for a tow. But, of course, you know, it had to go through, you know, state phone and state this, that, and the other thing. And the state police had to come and investigate. And anyways, I mean, I'm a believer in the right to travel. You know, it actually goes back to the Magna Carta. It's a big right because, you know, when there was serfdom, you know, when there was monarchies and, you know, they had the divine right of kings to rule, they in effect owned, you know, you were subjects. You were not citizens or sovereigns. You were subjects. And as subjects, You couldn't travel. You couldn't move from point A to point B. And you know, under your own power or with a horse or with a buggy and a horse or whatever.
You pass, essentially.
You know, so the Magna Carta came along, and one of the big rights is, you know, the right to travel by the common mode on the public way. And basically, we still have that right. It's, of course, not enforced. People haven't enforced it. The privilege that they talk about for driving, driving is a legally defined term, meaning commercial activity. And they have, you know, started out offering people driver's license back in the early parts of last century, for nothing.
Taxi cab services and things like that.
No, to everyone. Oh, you can have this license. You know, nobody had IDs. It didn't need to have IDs. I mean, this was the sneaking in of the papers that we now are expected to be carrying around.
And you're saying that prior to that, it was commercial use, like if you were a taxi service or a carrying service or something like that, right?
Well, no, it is still that now. You can go to the New Hampshire website, and the Department of Safety is about regulating commercial activity.
Well, that's what a lot of people will say when you talk to them about, the people that are really hot on these issues will talk about this idea that, well, I'm not driving because it's not commercial. I'm traveling. But
I'm not in a car. I'm in a vessel.
But that's right. But that's, you know, those are like the magic words theories that suggest, if you just go to a court and utter these words about commercial, vessel, et cetera, that they'll just let you off. And has that been your observation? It seems to me like they just do whatever they want to.
Well, they do that, but that doesn't mean they're not wrong.
Well, yeah. We know they're wrong because they're aggressing against people.
No, they've got the guns, and I mean the point is that if everybody went in and did that, then they couldn't just abuse the few.
Absolutely, I agree. I think more people need to jump on board. If you're interested in this idea, Did you have your RV towed or confiscated? What happened?
Oh, yeah. It cost me $2,100 to get it away.
Holy
it
my.
Turned out there was a firearm in the RV.
Nothing to do with your vehicle registration, right? Or running out of gas or any of those things.
In New York, it has to do with if you have a handgun and you don't have a license for it, it's a felony.
Right, darling, but how do they know that you had a gun?
Because they towed the vehicle and they had to do an inventory. For my protection.
So now you get to face felony charges in New York State just because you were trying to drive through there.
Yep, and I was making my shortest way, from a friendly state of Pennsylvania to a friendly state of Vermont. I was trying to make my shortest way across, and I didn't make it. And,
so you're back in New Hampshire now. When does this go to trial?
I don't know. I'm actually allowing a public defender who seems to have taken up my cause, and he's going to try to convince them to give me a, and I know no plea, but hey, I don't want to fight this in New York.
Well, okay. Blame you. I wouldn't be the one to say
if I can get a misdemeanor plea, because they claim I used a false name as well, so.
Just make sure it won't affect your ownership of weapons elsewhere. The misdemeanors in some places.
Right.
And as you know, Ademo has very effectively told people, that plea offer that they offer you the first day is going to be good 5 minutes up until your trial. So you can wait it out.
Hey, thanks, Abel, for the call. Good luck out there. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I agree with him. The more people that there are doing the freedom to travel activism, that is traveling without some sort of government papers, traveling without the government registration, for instance, as Michelle and I have done, the better. In fact, in my case, the reason I ended up getting in trouble, I'm sure they would have come up with something else, but the original charge against me was because I had a New Hampshire registered car without a New Hampshire tag on it. So the violation was that it was a New Hampshire registered car, but I had taken the tag off. So that was what they'd originally charged me with in that particular case.
Your privately owned car wasn't decorated with state-owned property.
Correct, and it was registered with that state. Had it been registered in another state, then they wouldn't have been able to charge me with that. Again, they probably would have come up with something else. Like, what was your charge? Do you recall?
I have six of them.
You're right. It's hard. It's hard. Really, it is hard to keep track of them all. I understand. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But exactly right. If they go after a bunch of people for this, and all those people go to trial. It's just going to clog up their system. 800-259-9231. Especially if nobody pays. You can take control. Hour 3 is next. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.